This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So often mental health, you know, this is what depression kind of feels like from an autistic person. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of stuff. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about this topic, then make sure to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. And if you're watching over on Facebook, make sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. What's going on? Different thinkers, the place where we think differently daily. What is going on? If you haven't already, then make sure you download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, which is available from autismhacks.net. Go there now, be super, super dope. So I wanted to do this short kind of, you know, info video talking about like depression from like an autistic point of view, because, you know, I've definitely experienced depression a lot, and it's so different and difficult for people on the autism spectrum. Look, depression is difficult for anybody, but what I'm trying to say is that it's unique for people on the spectrum for a few different reasons. But autism comes with a whole host of mental health conditions, right? You know, you've got anxiety, and then you've got stress, and you've got depression, and you've got all, there's loads of stuff in there. Agoraphobia, claustrophobia, sensory processing disorder, there's loads of things, right? But in terms of depression in general, I've experienced depression quite a few times, but the weirdest thing happens because when you are when you're on the spectrum and you're basically, you have communication issues, and communication issues happen with everything from talking to people to you know, walking in a straight line and picking something up, to emotional connections and understanding your emotions and then relaying your emotions and actually communicating your emotions outward. So with depression is a really low mood, low feel of like self, like worthlessness, and something that happens as a result of something like a catalyst. And depression is a mental health condition, obviously, but how do you deal with something when you can't, you know, feel the emotions yourself? How do you define your own emotions? It's hard for autistic people to dig down, feel their emotions, and understand what's going on. So if you're depressed and you're autistic, you're kind of at a disadvantage to understand your emotions. But then to try and tell somebody else how you're feeling, what your emotions are, what depression is, how is this affecting you? Well, you're already at a loss, because autism doesn't allow you the ability to emotionally connect and talk and communicate your emotions and feelings of things that easy. You know, it takes a long time. It's very difficult for people on the autism spectrum to do that. And it's just a very difficult thing for people to do. So I would say that if you know somebody who is autistic, and you know, because most autistic people are vulnerable to kind of, all susceptible to depression and stress and anxiety, then my advice would be to look out for that person and just look out for them as like a big brother or a big sister kind of role, and just kind of say, well, you know, if they're feeling down, then just to let you know they're feeling down, they don't have to try and explain themselves, because it could be depression, right? And the only way to really help them is to get, you know, medical help from professionals. But if you can't get medical help from professionals, the best thing you can do is just to listen to them and make sure that they're safe and well in themselves. And it's such a fascinating thing. You know, I've experienced depression because of the weather. I get season affective disorder, which I did a video on, which I'll try and link down below. And it caused depression. You know, every year around this time, I kind of get really depressed, like January, February time. And then I had depression when I was supposed to be on a TV show, and then the TV show like just decided to drop me and stuff, and it was just horrible, you know. And that was just horrible, and I just couldn't really describe how I was feeling, and that depression kind of drove me even more. And so you can't describe how you feel, but you're feeling low, and then you just get lower and lower, and then you just end up just feeling like absolute rubbish, because you've got no way of explaining yourself. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So it's a very difficult one to deal with. I hope this kind of makes some kind of sense to you guys. If it does, please pop me a comment down below. Let me know how you feel about it. I'd love to have that discussion and open that dialogue with you. But yeah, it's just, it's been an interesting video. But you know, if it brought you value, please give it a thumbs up. And if you fancy sharing this to help me out, please share this on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. And I'll check you guys in the next video. Peace.